don't need your crummy job, Mr. Employer. I won the lottery.
Well, who needs employees? I won the lottery, too.
We both won the lottery. Why don't you win the lottery, too?
The state lottery, where everybody wins.
Actual odds of winning 1 in 380 million.
Bleh, the lottery. Exploiter of the poor and ignorant.
You know, I heard the jackpot's up to $130
million. $130
million? Did you say $130 million?
Yeah!
Wow!
Yes, yes, here's your lottery ticket. Thank you for knocking over my inventory. Please, come again.
Bart, I need some lucky numbers, fast. How old are you? And what's your birthday? No kidding. And what's Lisa's birthday? What? You don't know your sister's birthday? What kind of brother are you?
Strap on your bulletproof vest, Sanjay. It's time for another bank run.
All right. But if I don't make it, promise you won't sleep with my wife.
I promise nothing.
You'll never guess what happened, Marge. Are you ready? I have a feeling that we may win the lottery!
But we never, ever...
Now, I know you're excited, but calm down and listen to me carefully. Go get all your money.
I buy one lottery ticket a week with the girls at the hair salon. We each play our birthday, and that's enough excitement for me.
You don't understand, Marge. The lottery is the one ray of hope in my otherwise unbearable life. The lottery and you.
Mm-hmm. We're on a tight budget here. Promise me you won't get carried away.
Yes, money. I mean, honey. Ooh, here comes a news report about the lottery. Hey, down in front.
The whole state is suddenly in the grip of lottery fever, and Springfield is no exception. In fact, every copy of Shirley Jackson's The Lottery has been checked out from the Springfield Public Library. Of course, the book does not contain any hints on how to win the lottery. It is rather a chilling tale of conformity gone mad.
Oh.
But there's already one big winner, our state school system, which gets fully half the profits from the lottery.
Just think what we can buy with that money. History books that know how the Korean War came out. Math books that don't have that base six crap in them. And a state-of-the-art detention hall where children are held in place with magnets.
Magnets. Always with the magnets.
I've never been so sure of anything in my life. I am going to win this lottery.
Homer. The odds are 380 million to one.
Correction, 380 million to 50. So, what are you going to do with your share of the money, kids?
Put it in the bank.
Give it to the poor.
What do kids know about spending money?
What are you going to do, Homer?
Hey, Homer, what'd you do? Get a haircut or something?
Look closer, Lenny.
Oh, I know what it is. You're the biggest man in the world now. And you're covered in gold.
14-karat gold? Take a hike, boss. I'm running things now.
All hail King Homer.
We now take you to the drawing live. I hope you've got your tickets. I've got mine.
About to start, Chief.
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
We'll be with you in a minute, kids. This could be our ticket out of here, Mel.
I will now draw the first winning number.
I've got so many tickets I can't lose.
The first number is 17.
Don't!
You can still win some money if you have 5 out of 6.
Woohoo!
And the second number is 3.
Don't! Yeah, I knew we wouldn't win. Well, why didn't you tell the rest of us? Why did you keep it a secret? If you were 17, we'd be rich. But no, you had to be 10.
And the final number is 49.
38. 49! Oh, my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me? There you go. In other news, tragic mix-up today in Cleveland. Many people killed. Goodbye.
Oh, well, we lost the money, but at least we've still got each other.
Hey, the dog's dead.
Grandpa, he's not dead.
Dad, you shouldn't say the dog's dead when he's not.
It's not fair to toy with people's emotions like that.
He is dead. I'll get a shovel.
Well, he's not dead, but he is awfully sick.
Oh, sure. The old man's off his rocker. If Grandpa says he's dead, he must be alive.
He is alive. He's wagging his tail.
That don't mean nothing. Dogs wag their tails for hours after they die. I'm tired of this conversation. Let's talk about something else. I'm going home.
Clear. Clear.
Doctor, he's gone.
This is the part of the job I hate.
Hey, you did the best you could.
I love animals. I spend my life saving them, and they can't thank me. Well, the parrots can, but anyway, let's see what's wrong with this little fella. I'm afraid that your dog has a twisted stomach. He needs an operation to correct it, or he'll die.
How much will it cost?
$750.
Oh, dear.
This is never an easy decision. It's an awful lot of money.
Well, I guess we'll have to talk it over.
Talk what over? What's there to talk about? What are we going to talk over?
Mr. Teeny needs a refill of his nicotine gum.
I can't help but notice we're leaving the hospital. When's the dog going to get his operation?
Later. First, I want to tell you about the most wonderful place in the world, Doggy Heaven. In Doggy Heaven, there's mountains of bones, and you can't turn around without sniffing another dog's butt. And all the best dogs are there. Old Yeller, and about 8 lassies. And
is there a doggy hell?
Well, of course, there couldn't be a heaven if there weren't a hell.
Who's in there?
Oh, Hitler's dog and that dog Nixon had. What's his name? Chester?
Checkers.
Yeah, and one of the lassies is in there, too. The mean one. The one that mauled Timmy.
Hey, wait a minute. Does this have anything to do with Santa's little helper?
Oh, honey, $750 is a lot of money. We really can't afford this operation.
You're going to just let him die?
I know you're upset.
Darn right I'm upset.
Bart, watch your language. Oh, you did. Sorry.
We're not going to let our dog die, and that's it. Lousy dog-killing son of a...
But it'll be okay. We'll get him a new dog. One with an untwistable stomach. Oh, come on! I'm sorry, but we just can't afford it. All right, make him stop. Oh, all right, we'll find a way. Lousy manipulative dog. Mr. Burns, I need to borrow some money.
Well, please, do go on.
I know you're a good man, and I have a dog that's very sick.
Oh, please, continue.
I thought maybe you... Oh. Well, thanks for your time.
What makes a man endanger his job and, yes, even his life by asking me for money?
People like dogs, Mr. Burns.
Nonsense. Dogs are idiots. Think about it, Smithers. If I came into your house and started sniffing at your crotch and slobbering all over your face, what would you say?
If you did it, sir.
Exactly. You'd be fit to be tied. Dogs.
No.
What?
You are not going to perform that operation yourself.
But, Marge, it looks so easy. Just like carving a turkey. Maybe you're right, Marge.
I found a way we can pay for the operation.
All right! Hear that, boy?
What do you got, Marge? Insurance scam?
No. I'm afraid we're just going to have to make a few sacrifices. Homer, you're going to have to give up beer for a while. Bart, from now on, you'll have to get your hair cut for free at Springfield Barber College.
No problemo.
I'm going to give up buying my weekly lottery ticket, and I found a way to stretch the food budget. Fried chicken night will now be organ meat night. Ham night will be spam night. And pork chop night will now be chub night.
Chub?
I don't even know what that is.
Lisa, I'm afraid we'll have to stop getting you those volumes of Encyclopedia Generica from the grocery store.
But, Mom, next week is Volume 4, Copernicus through Elephantiasis.
We all have to make sacrifices, dear. Maggie's baby clothes will have to last for a little longer.
Marge, I've figured out an alternative to giving up my beer. Basically, we become a family of traveling acrobats.
I don't think you've thought this through.
Good news, Mr. Danielson. We saved your gamecock. But I'm afraid he'll never fight again.
That's what you think. He'll fight and he'll win.
Clamp. Wipe.
No. No!
Come to the light, boy. Come into the light. Come on now. There's a good boy. Come on. Come on.
Simpson?
You're better now.
It's times like this, I'm glad I flunked out of dental school.
Lousy chump knight. Hey, how come he gets meat and we don't?
You wouldn't want what he's eating. It's mostly just snouts and entrails.
Snouts.
Yes, I'm back. Kent Brockman is not the kind of man who would leave a $500,000 a year job just because he won a lottery. Hey, I'm a journalist.
Well, he's got all the money in the world, but there's one thing he can't buy.
What's that?
A dinosaur.
Of course, I'm not the only one who benefited from last week's big payoff. Our state schools got their share, too. Here, lottery officials present Springfield Elementary with a brand new eraser.
One eraser? Oh, I'm used to my government betraying me. I was in Nam. I served for three...
And speaking of lotteries, here are the winning numbers for this week's $40,000... jackpot. 3, 6, 17, 18, 22, and 29...
Oh, no! Those are my numbers! If it wasn't for that dog, I would have won!
Class, for tomorrow, I want you to write a report on Copernicus.
No!
Come on, Boothhound. You want the 25 cents, don't you? Keep singing!
Buffalo Girls, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight! Come out tonight!
Oh. Who's that old rummy?
Before his dog got sick, that old rummy used to be my best customer.
Light of the moon.
Okay, pal.
My quarter!
Okay, I'll just even this out and... Mr. Laswell, I've done it again.
I know you can't understand me, but you're a lousy dog and I hate you.
Not now.
Can't you see I'm reading a third-rate biography of Copernicus I found at the bus station?
Dumb dog.
Homie, did you close the gate?
Yes. Oh, you mean tonight.
The dog will get out.
Bart, close the gate.
Lisa, close the gate.
Close the gate, Maggie.
My fault. I called him a dumb dog.
Oh, he's gone and he's never coming back. Wait, there he is. No, that's a horse.
Thank you.
Have you found a picture yet?
Not one that I want the public to see.
So recycling is our way of giving Mother Earth a great big hug.
Yes, well, it does sound like fun. I can't wait to start pawing through my garbage like some starving raccoon. Release the hounds. Well, neighbor, I see you've got your running shoes on. That's a good thing. What's wrong with Crippler?
He's getting on, sir. He's been here since the late 60s.
Oh, yes. I'll never forget the day he bagged his first hippie. That young man didn't think it was too groovy. I'm looking for something in an attack dog. One who likes the sweet, gamey tang of human flesh.
Uh-huh.
Why, here's the fellow. Wiry, fast, firm, proud buttocks. Reminds me of me.
The last one.
Now, as an attack dog, you'll be expected to neutralize intruders.
Want to buy some cookies?
If that were a real Girl Scout, I'd have been bothered by now.
I know how you feel. I lost my dog, too. He's in here somewhere.
Now, here's a film that will turn you into a vicious, soulless killer. Enjoy.
Santa's little helper. I'm starting to think we'll never see him again.
That was his dish, and that was his leash, and that's where he took a whiz on the rug.
Homer, get a hold of yourself. Even if he has passed on, there's no reason to cry. Remember, doggy heaven?
Oh, Marge, there is no such place.
Or, to put it another way, there is.
I'm not giving up. I don't care if I have to knock on every door in this two-bit town. I'm gonna find my dog.
And I'll be right here watching TV.
Poka, poka, poka. Poka, poka, poka. Excellent.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman.
Excuse me, sir. I lost my dog.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you want me to buy you a new one, hmm? You know, ever since I won the lottery, everybody wants a piece of Kent Brockman. Homeless this and hungry that.
Gee, I'm sorry, mister.
Sir, your llama just bit Ted Kennedy.
Good. I hate to interrupt your longevity treatment, sir, but there's a sweet little boy at the door.
Release the hounds.
Santa's little helper, it's you! Ah! What's the matter, boy? Don't you know me? I'm your buddy! I love you, boy!
Let me pet him again.
I've already petted him for 10 minutes.
I know. I want to pet him again.
You can pet the cat.
The cat? What's the point?
Good, good,
oh, we got good boy.
Never, ever, 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 ever,